My name is Terry and I'm an ex-motorbike rider. And here's the reason why I'm an ex-motorbike rider.
My name is Lisa and welcome to the Miscellany Podcast, where I share interesting but true experiences. This story was shared on a sunny day in the country, very different from the wild ride ahead. Join me now as we listen to Terry's story.
After moving away from the suburbs and settling the family into an old 1906 villa situated on the outskirts of Gawler, it soon became necessary to consider a more economical way of commuting to work due to the extra long distance and also the continuing cost of house renovations that, while it was needed, was sucking away all of the household funds. So I decided to purchase a small 250cc motorbike that was very cheap to run and would get me to work and back and only cost about $20 a week, as opposed to more like $70 to $80 a week in the car. It was a great bike and very invigorating on those early mornings with the cool breeze blowing onto my body, especially on those really hot days. Oh, it was great, very freeing. However, as winter crept in, it was not quite so exciting, as the wet, slippery roads were quite treacherous, especially those white lines and that white writing near intersections. It was just really scary and slippery. All this had to be negotiated while being aware of the traffic that actually speeds up after or during rain. Have you ever noticed that? The need for warm and water-protective clothing was apparent, and I could not afford expensive leathers. So I settled for bright yellow PVC rain gear, as it was cheap and it was bright, so I could be seen on the road and would do the job. I also had this old ski balaclava that I could wear under my full-face helmet and nice thick gloves, so on those cold, wet days, I would be as snug as a bug. Now, I used to park the bike in the shed and walk to the house with all of my gear on and hang up the coat and the pants in the laundry to allow the water to drain off and my helmet to dry. Now, it seemed like a good plan at first, but it used to leave water all over the floor, causing it to become slippery. So I started storing the helmet and the balaclava and the wet weather gear in the shed with the bike instead of in the house. One particular very wet morning, I walked into the shed and put all my wet weather gear on and balaclava and my full face helmet and my gloves, and I started the bike and I set off to work. The traffic was a bit crazy and visibility was low and the cars were spraying water all around. As I headed towards the Elizabeth Shopping Centre, the road merges into three lanes, so I decided to ride in the middle lane, as it seemed a lot safer to do so. The old ski balaclava was really great for keeping me warm, but it was getting a bit tatty and a bit threadbare, and sometimes the threads would come apart and drop onto my forehead. But this morning was one of those times, and as a thread was itching my face, it was driving me crazy, but I couldn't do anything about it due to being surrounded by all this fast-moving traffic. So in desperation, I hit the side of the helmet, hopefully to dislodge it, but to my horror, I dislodged an enormous huntsman spider that had been residing inside my full-face helmet. It was the size of a child's hand, and it ran out from under my helmet and sat right across my face. Terrified, I was now in the middle of the road in peak traffic, looking between the eight hairy legs of my arachnid travelling companion. My heart was pumping out of my chest, but I had to remain calm for fear of sliding under one of these speeding cars. After a moment that seemed an hour, I managed to compose myself lifted the visor on the helmet to hopefully blow the spider off my face. The spider gripped with all of his eight legs to my heavily flushed face until he got tired and then walked back to the front of my helmet and out of view. I thought, still quite freaked out, should be safe now to bring the visor back as my face was getting quite wet and cold, so I pulled the visor back. The spider was on the visor and my nose touched his back, which made him roll over onto my face. My God, this is too much, I thought. I managed to move to the far lane next to the medium strip and I drove onto the flooded grassed area of the medium strip. I pulled my helmet and my balaclava immediately off, ripped off my jacket and pants, while at the same time doing that dance you do when you have a huge spider inside your clothing. Just a note, I never did find that spider.
The Miscellany is hosted by the Gawler Broadcasting Association. Thank you to the GBA team for getting my voice to your ears. Music is Daydream Heartbeat by Poddington Bear. Please subscribe for future episodes, like the Miscellany podcast on Facebook, and check out Huntsman Spiders on Wikipedia, if you're game.